Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
On CNN, on CBS, Fox News, every radio show I tuned into this morning, and I listened to radio in the background for hours this morning, and then I was on Mancow Muller's syndicated show on Talk Radio Network. He was talking about it. And then I was driving into the office. I heard Judge Napolitano with his syndicated radio show talking about it and saying both the left and right are controlled. The Republicans supported the Patriot Act and the New World Order, and now it's just continuing under Obama. That was the only place I heard that, the only place I heard truth. Yeah, he is the best guy over at Fox, and I guess that's why they keep him in the basement. You know, people think that when I go on his show, I'm on Fox News. That's Fox Internet. They're kind of doing what we've been doing for the last year. They just started this last few months doing an Internet show, Internet TV. But Judge Napolitano will be joining us coming up in the last hour of the show today. We will also, of course, have Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers with the big meeting coming up on the Lexington Green in Massachusetts, the site of the beginning of the Revolutionary War with all these police and military and famous Navy SEAL captain, people that head up Rolling Thunder, a big mainline move by mainline conservatives to say no to the New World Order. So a big awakening taking place there. He'll be popping in with another update on that. We're going to have open phones, though, for the entirety of this transmission. In fact, I'm going to be taking your phone calls in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And I did Jason Burmes' show last night. I sat in for the full 3 hours, to be technical, 2 hours and 50 minutes. He did the last segment by himself, and we did pretty good. We took about 20, 30 phone calls. I don't know. We're going to do the same thing. I want to hear what happened at the Tea Party events. We've confirmed reports of socialists showing up and screaming and yelling and pushing people and then throwing a backpack into the crowd and saying it was a bomb and running off and police doing nothing. This is confirming that the establishment is trying to start riots. I saw the CNN clip this morning where the reporter was coming up yelling and screaming at people and getting in their faces and shoving on them. I mean, they're really trying to start a fight here. So we want your eyewitness reports on what you witnessed and what you saw. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Very simply, when we come back into the next segment, sometimes it takes me a week or so to analyze something before I really can break down exactly what's happening. And I know exactly what's going on with the Tea Parties, with the In the Fed, with Rick Perry saying Texas may secede yesterday. That is all over the news. Governor Rick Perry, the guy that endorsed Giuliani, the gun control Republican, the open borders Republican, and the guy that went to Bilderberg Group and bragged about it in the Dallas Morning News, the guy that's handing over all the major roads in Texas to foreign companies, even when the legislature votes against it, the guy that said it's the law, you got to take HPV vaccines that kill the girls that take it, many of them, and he turns out he did that knowingly with Merck financing because by ordering the state health departments to make it, quote, mandatory, which is another fraud, that kicks in liability protection and federal funds. So they knew they had a deadly drug. They knew they had something that was going to be worthless, so they dumped it, just like Bayer did with the AIDS-filled vaccines, HIV-filled. Remember that? They just knowingly dumped it on the market and are selling it for $800 for three shots. Anyways, it's all coming up. Stay with us.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Republicans are pretty much in disarray. They the one thing they agree on is that they're warning about the deficits, that there's too much spending, and I think they will be dragged kicking and screaming to any more intervention of the kind Ali is talking about. But they have not yet come up with a compelling alternative, one that has gained popular recognition. So,
teabagging, they got teabagging.
Well, I got the teabagging, but there was an interesting Politico survey was out today that said that, you know, the president's, the trust level in the president on economic issues is extremely high. You know, and everybody else in the administration is well below him. But the Republicans are a little below that. So Republicans have got away. They still haven't found their voice, Anderson. They're still, this happens to a minority party after it's lost a couple of bad elections, but they're searching for their voice.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. David Gergen, appreciate it very much. Ali Velshi as well. Thanks very much.
Now, you know, it is not my job to teach people the vocabulary, the nomenclature of high school jokes. But teabagging, and since CNN and MSNBC and every other channel are making fun of Americans protesting against out-of-control government and the police state, we need to tell you what it means. It means that the people that are out protesting and demonstrating are repeatedly engaging basically in oral sex on the testicles. That's what teabagging is. And you know, we don't, this isn't the Howard Stern show. We don't get into these things. I'm not hung up on it. I mean, I don't, you know, one way or the other, my mind isn't even on those subjects. I heard Bill O'Reilly last night freaking out and hyperventilating. Of course, it turns out he's engaged in all this bizarre, really twisted phone sex. The recording transcripts are out there of some really creepy, pervert-sounding stuff, calling up one of his female colleagues. But the issue here is this is unprecedented to have Anderson Cooper, the heir to the Astor fortune. People say, who is the New World Order? It's Anderson Cooper. This guy is the heir to foundations valued in excess of $3 billion, different federal reports have stated. So he doesn't pay taxes. Anderson Cooper, he has tax-free money and family estates all over the country and the world and helicopters and, you know, the real money is tax-free. They run the show. So to have the heir to the Astor's fortune, who brags he was in the CIA, still is. And it was the East Coast aristocracy that set up the CIA. They brag about it, Princeton and Yale. And this is the ruling class. This is how they carry out their crimes. And he sits up there giggling with David Gergen, the Karl Rove to at least four administrations, who blew up at me and got in my face when I asked about some of the secret homosexual meetings they have. And they're all up there having a big, fun frolic with themselves. Teabagging is generally associated as being more popular in gay sex. And you can watch when I bring up the gay sex to Gergen. He won't deny it. He says, it's none of your business, and starts freaking out on me. And my whole issue is, if these guys like to teabag, that is their own issue. I mean, I'm sorry. Don't call all these families and all of these good Americans and people that are out there losing their jobs. Most people that I've talked to who were at the event said it was working class people who drove in from the little towns and cities all across the country to these big events in major cities in Atlanta and New York City and Houston, Texas and San Antonio and Los Angeles and Detroit, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, Asian, liberal, conservative. They were all there. And let me lay out the basic facts now. And I've asked Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson to both do articles with their own perspectives on this, but somebody has got to decode this and get the information out to people so they understand what's happening. By the way, Mancal Muller joins us in 15 minutes to give us a quick report. He ran a tea party with 10,000 plus people in attendance. And the media put Democratic council people and others on TV in Chicago saying these are right-wing hate-monger racists. And that's what the MIAC reports and the new federal reports say. You don't like your taxes, you're racist, and don't like the black president, Barack Obama. This is what it's boiled down to. The time I caught bribery going on with a white guy paying off black guys to give anti-gun testimony, they were really playing the race card there. He was pimping the black guys out to scare whitey into banning guns in Texas. And I just walk out, he's paying them off, and it came out in the newspaper, it was illegal. But it said, but is Alex Jones racist? These are black people. It literally was in the newspaper. So this is the Soviet political correctness, where I don't want to be a slave. Oh, you don't like black people. Excuse me? I didn't say anything about black people. Oh, sure you didn't. But let me state this very, very simply and succinctly exactly what's going on. 9/11 Truth started having 5 years ago tea parties from Boston, Massachusetts to Austin, Texas, from San Diego to Kansas City. They're on record, documented, video of all over the web. Then the Ron Paul revolution didn't want to just go away when Ron Paul lost. They were mad about the bailout 6 months ago, and they had tea parties in D.C., Austin, Texas. I got invited to the one in Austin. I was too busy to go, but I was told there was like 500 people out there. I remember seeing video online. I know the cops were threatening people, saying, don't throw your tea over. You know, all of this is going on. And then we walk into the break room last night during a break, and there's Fox saying, the Ron Paul people are trying to hijack the tea parties. Yeah, that's what the usurpers do. They come in and they accuse you of what they're doing. That's rules for radicals, and that's what they follow. Now, simply and succinctly, don't think of the Republicans and Democrats being opposed to each other. They're part of the ruling elite. They share power in a revolving door, just like the corporate chiefs go into government in one administration and then out of government in the next administration, but back into the think tanks and the corporate system, and then they all just symbiotically pay each other off. One group of CFR trilateralists leaves when Bush goes. Another group comes in. Same crowd. Intermarry. You'll have one brother that's a Democrat, one brother that's a Republican. You'll have Mary Madeline that's the Republican. You'll have her husband that's the Democrat. You know, what's the old saying? One person could eat no fat, one could eat no lean, so in between the two, they licked the platter clean. I forget the exact nursery rhyme. So that's the philosophy, the system. The elite's in control because they're smart. They're slick. They've studied statecraft and history. And so it's simple. You have a real grassroots movement of people that formerly called themselves conservative, libertarian, liberal, breaking the left-right paradigm. Who coined that term? Because I realized going back 12 years ago, I said, we got to break this left-right paradigm. We've got to get past the puppets that they keep interchanging, changing horses every time one of them gets tired. The tag team wrestling, the WWF. I've always made that point. Now it's popularized because it's common sense. And that's what's going on here. And I'm tired of watching the sideshow. I'm tired of looking at the pawns, as one caller said. I'm focusing on the major headpieces. I'm focusing on the back line, the king, the queen, the rooks, the knights, the bishops. So the rooks are the castles, for those that don't know. So what's happening? They divide up and go out and occupy the grassroots. But they can't have one monolithic party that does that. Folks would then say, well, we're the other group. So the other group is whichever party's out of power. Right now, the Republicans. The Republicans are in power, warrantless wiretapping, secret arrest, tripling the size of government, trying to reauthorize the assault weapons bill, trying to pass amnesty, warrantless checkpoints, federalization of police. Obama comes in. Everything stays the same, but goes into high gear, not because he's a Democrat or a Republican, but because he's fresh. So they always move fast when they first get in before opposition forms, when everybody's kind of dumbfounded, hoping for change, hoping above hope that everything's okay, when the same elite corporations funded and secreted and dropped Barack Obama on our lawn, just like they dropped out of their filthy bosom Bush on our lawn. And so now you see Rick Perry going off to Bilderberg a year and a half ago. He's in Endgame illegally, selling off the infrastructure, the power plants, the roads, everything to foreign interests, completely criminal. Cheerleading for gun control advocate Rudolph Giuliani for president. And now it's headlines. Rick Perry, Tea Party darling, Rick Perry set to be the guy that's going to run. It isn't going to be Sarah Palin. It isn't going to be any of those people in 2008, folks. I mean, she'll probably be running 2008, 2012. It's going to be Rick Perry. And if they can swing it and get rid of the 22nd Amendment, it's going to be Schwarzenegger with him. Now, you heard it here first. Now, hey, we're going to come back, break down as simply as I can what's really happening with the tea parties that the Astor family head calls teabagging.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you're very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
I know I told you we're going to your calls, and we are. Brian, Bill, Joe, Kurt, Matthew. We just got Mancal Muller to give us his report from the Tea Party they had in Chicago. Coming up for about 10 minutes in the next segment, and then straight through your calls, right into the third hour of the show. Today we have several guests like Judge Napolitano joining us. But we are back live. Okay, breaking this down simply. Think of it as a block, and that block is split into two, Republican and Democrat. They're bought and paid for by the New World Order. Totally. And that's why the mainstream media, whether it's Fox or CNN, always tries to frame it like a left-wing or a right-wing issue, liberal versus conservative, because then they control both of those phony ideologies. That is, the politicians may claim they're liberal or claim they're conservative, but really it's just corporate expansion of globalist power. And so CNN is just desperate to keep what you call progressives or liberals or anti-Bush people, those that voted for Obama trying to reject war and tyranny and warrantless wiretapping and spying, they're desperate to keep them, this is the key, away from the rest of the American people and vice versa. Fox News is saying, oh, look, the liberals don't want us to have these tea parties, the liberals. When you go to these tea parties, it's filled with people that would call themselves liberals who are against the banker takeover. So it makes it casts the roles where if you're not a Republican, well, then you must be for the bailouts and the banker takeover. But if you're a Republican, you're against the banker takeover and the bailout. And see, that's perfect because it has to be the party out of power that doesn't have the House, the Senate, or the executive. It has to be the party out of power that claims it's anti-New World Order, because they can't be in power and be anti-New World Order like they were a few years ago, because then they'd have to actually get us out of the New World Order, which is constitutional and popular. See how simple that is, but how complex it is for the public to get it? The Democrats were anti-wiretap, anti-war, anti-police state when they were out of power. Now they're in power, they're all for it. Republicans are out of power. Now they're anti-police state, anti-fascism. They're not just calling the liberals communists. Now they're calling them fascists, which is more properly, you know, addressed because they're not liberals. They're command and control corporatist. And so because the Republicans are out of power, they are now trying to rehabilitate themselves off claiming they're populist patriots against the establishment. So now how ridiculous, knowing that, the CNN look, saying we've got dangerous extremists. I've got a CBS News report. We're going to play it later, where they got Maurice Dijon saying, yeah, you know, basically these tea parties, all these people, all these groups, right-wing extremists, they're very, very dangerous. Basically, they're cop killers. So remember, there were polls out in October that showed 98-99% Congress, including Republicans and Democrats, were saying they were getting 1,000-1. Barbara Boxer and others. She said, well, I'm getting 1,000-1, but I still got to vote for it. 1,000-1 phone calls. That isn't 1 out of 100. That's 1 out of 999. Now, of course they want to divide us along liberal-conservative. That's the name of the game, divide and conquer. And so people that identify themselves as Democrats go, well, I don't like what the bankers are doing, but if the Republicans are against the bailout, I guess I'm for it. Just like, well, I voted for George Bush, people say. I'm not really for torture and secret arrest and all these wars, but I'm not going to let the liberals win. See, they get you in like a sports team mentality where you're rah-rahing for your team. You get committed to that, and then, oh, you have a political fight, and you go to rallies, and then your candidate wins, and you're not going to take that victory away from me. You're not going to bash Barack Obama, you hardcore right-winger Alex Jones. I get their emails every hour, and they say, you right-wing operative, you're going down. You're just mad Obama won, and you're a racist. And you click on their handle on YouTube or whatever, and then it's a white person calling you a racist. You know, actually, most of the black folks that are commenting are going, yeah, I know what you're saying. He is a liar. He's bought and paid for by the man. But it's these white yuppies committed to this false reality, just like they were committed to Bush. They had associated their personal power. They had psychologically invested in George W. Bush, so it didn't matter what he did for 8 years as he advanced the New World Order's cause. They were for him. And now Obama's in, so they switch sides because now it's kosher because they are the party out of power. They are the party out of power, so they can play the part of the good guys. You know, Rick Perry got 39% of the vote in a three-way race. He's probably going to lose his gubernatorial run against Cable A. Hutchinson, so now he's talking about secession in Texas, fighting federal tyranny. And then as soon as he gets popular support, enough to win, he will stab you in the back, like he always does. See, same thing. Same thing. So they're desperate to keep the American people away from each other instead of uniting against the globalists. When 99% of us are against the banker takeover, they want to make it a left-right issue. That's it in total.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar-powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
Mancow Muller. He's done syndicated TV, syndicated radio, syndicated nationwide right now, and does the number one talk show there in Chicago as well. Two shows a day. Hardworking man in radio. You got to, I guess, in this economy. And, of course, a best-selling author in his own right. I was on his show this morning, and before he put me on, he was ranting, and it was exactly what I was thinking. So I thought, we need to get this guy on because he sees it clearly. I tuned into Fox, CNN, all of them. They're making it a left-right issue. And they're desperate because if you got 99%, 98%, depending on the poll, 1,000-to-1 phone calls, this is so important, folks, because nobody else is saying this, and it's the truth, against the banker takeover, it's a bipartisan scam, then of course the establishment wants to make it left-right to divide everybody instead of us getting past these politicians to the bankers, arresting these people. And the New World Order ends, ladies and gentlemen. That's who runs it. They've openly announced a bank of the world, a world government that we'll be paying our carbon taxes to. There's no more denial. It's all over the news. They're making their move. And then the bizarreness of David Gergen, the Karl Rove to four administrations, giggling about teabagging and people on MSNBC and people on CNN and the heir of the Astors, admitted CIA officer. You didn't know that? Google it. He admits it. Anderson Cooper, talk about the elite. He's one of them, heading up, you know, these billion-dollar tax-free foundations. And, I mean, if I talked like that or you, if Mancow talked like that, we'd be off the air. But now we have to because it's on CNN, the most vulgar sexual stuff on TV. You and I never talk like this. This is a serious show, folks. Mancow, so much is going on. You led one of the biggest tea parties in the country. They would call it teabagging parties. This is sickening, claiming everybody's having an orgy. For those that don't know, they were showing children on their father's shoulders saying this on CNN, very perverted. You led 10,000 people in Chicago. You're not a Republican or a Democrat, but they came after you, didn't they?
Well, they did come against me. And by the way, Anderson Cooper, who I saw, I guess it was his boyfriend, holding hands in New York to make this comment. And I, look, I don't care that the guy's gay. I'm a freedom-loving guy. I don't care. But for these kind of comments, and, you know, you remember the Million Man March, how CNN covered it for months. We got to see people leaving their houses. The, you know, Calypso Louis Farrakhan, he was a Calypso artist. Now he's this race-baiting hater. But we got to know him. We got to know all these people. We saw the people on their buses. This huge deal yesterday got no coverage. And then, of course, they had to – I was just on TV like, well, while Alex was introducing me, you know, focus in on the one guy that had the gun, show the picture of Obama with a Hitler mustache. And what they're trying to do here – look, you got to understand something, Alex. You're in Texas, and I dedicated my show today to Texas. I think Texas hit it out of the park, and your governor threatening to step out of the union and everything else to get away from this ridiculousness is awesome. But here in Chicago, it's big business to race bait. And we got the rear end Jesse Jackass, you know, he's made a career of race baiting. Everything is based on skin color. So that's what they tried to do here in Chicago, is they tried to make it a black-white issue. Why didn't you people do this during Bush? Well, we did do it during Bush. But now that we're in, you know, TARP 15, the jobs are disappearing, stores are being boarded up. That's why it's just come to a head now. But they're trying. Well, you didn't protest Bush because he was white. That was how the media played it. And then if you're a Christian or you're anti-abortion or you want you want a border to be enforced, or you have a Ron Paul bumper sticker, or you listen to Rush or Savage or whatever, you're on the list, baby. You're on the list. And Obama's acorn brown shirts are coming for you. It's really frightening the way the media covered this.
By the way, Mancow, I'm sure you know this, they actually have a national group, you can't make this stuff up, called Brown Coats, and they have a chapter in Austin. They actually wear brown shirts. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
So the Obama people, this is not a cliche, folks. This is not satire. I'm not kidding. They actually wear brown shirts now.
I do not want to say what they said, but they were talking about doing harm to the president, and I won't even joke about that on the radio. But I believe some of these people were plants by Acorn that were yelling some of the more violent things about Obama. Now, look, I had a crowd of 10,000, and we didn't hear any of that. These were freedom-loving people that want to get back to the Constitution. They were holding up pictures of Ayn Rand, pictures of blown-up pictures of the cover of the book, you know, Atlas Shrugged and Fountainhead. These were great. Kids were taken out of school. I'm hoping that we have some future leaders, some world changers that were there. And, I mean, this was a great, wholesome event. And then to see the way the mainstream media covered it, by the way, CBS, okay, shame on CBS, 5 seconds of footage of this 10,000-strong crowd. They took the photograph street level from three blocks away to diminish it. And then 5 seconds, and then they went to an unnamed city councilwoman who said, "Oh, this is just the right wing agenda." And then the next shot, Alex, was a young African American woman at the post office screaming because she's getting money. She's happy. She's getting money back from the government. And then the next guy, a white guy, now says, "Yes, I have to pay money, but you know what? I feel good about it. It's my civic duty." The brainwashing, the propaganda. If you were at the Tea Party, anybody listening to the Alex Jones Show right now, if you were at the Tea Party and then you saw the coverage and you're going to yourself, "Wait a minute, this doesn't sync up." That's cowboy logic. That's Texas logic. That's common sense. And if you've never seen behind the curtain of how the media works, and I think there was a million people strong that saw it yesterday, I think a lot of eyes were opened yesterday, because what we were part of and the way the media covered it are two different things. You got to read between the headlines, folks, to really get to the truth, and you're not going to get it from the mainstream media, and that's the bottom line.
Well, Man Cow, you know that my show especially, I don't get into little sexual stuff and topless dancers and things. I mean, we don't obsess on sex because we see it as a diversion. But, I mean, still, I can't get over the spectacle of Rachel Maddow on MSNBC and Anderson Cooper on show after show laughing and giggling with former presidential advisors about all these families and children cramming sexual genitalia in their mouths.
Yeah, I mean, oh, come on.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, this is really getting insane. I mean, how are they getting away with this?
Well, they're getting away with it because they're CNN. It's the same way that Oprah Winfrey, a couple of blocks here, Harpo Studios, and I like Oprah, but she can say the most vile things. Listen to Jamie Foxx, and your producer can get you the clip. Listen to Jamie Foxx talking about 16-year-old Miley Cyrus. I'm not a fan, but 16-year-old Miley Cyrus, you know, being raped by her father on film as Urban Radio laughs at it. Again, there's a double standard. If you move votes, and if you make a difference, you're going to be attacked in America. So it's kind of an honor that I get attacked. If you're doing the simpleton stuff, or if you're on the left, you're protected. Does that make sense?
Well, that's like Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl, like you were saying today, stages that wardrobe malfunction, and they come out to talk radio.
It makes no sense. Look, Hillary Clinton yesterday, and again, I mean, you just have to people listening to the radio, if they haven't read the paper or seen TV or heard it on another show, they're going to think that you and I are insane. Hillary Clinton's answer to the pirates is not shoot them. When these scumbags drive up on their little rafts, don't shoot them. Don't kill them. No, no. She says we have to send money to rebuild Somalia. That if they had a nicer place to live, we wouldn't have pirates. I mean, it's just there's no common sense. There's no rhyme or reason to it, unless you look at the big picture, right? I went to the Louvre in Paris, and if you're up close to the Mona Lisa, you can't really see it, and you got to pull back, and you see the whole picture, and then you go to the back of the room and you see more art, and I think sometimes we're so close to it we don't see what's going on. If you really see what's going on in America, it's frightful. The government is going to own every company. They're going to own. They're going to hire and fire us. We're going to have to petition the government to get a job. We're really headed into dangerous territory here, Alex.
Man Cow, fire out your websites.
Oh, it's mancow.com. Twitter me, Man Cow Mueller. It's one word, MANCOWMULLER. Put them together. And look, I'm not important, but I'm hoping that we will inspire someone, that somebody listening to my voice right now on your show or my show or whatever show will be the world changer and bring some common sense and some freedom back to this country.
Well, I agree with you. Now, Man Cow, going back to the type of things that you witnessed, and I was just scanning through television, radio, and seeing what was happening at other Tea Party events around the nation, CBS did a report with Morris Dees demonizing the Tea Parties and connecting them to white supremacists and killers and the rise of extremism.
Yeah.
Now this new federal report on the heels of the Mayak report saying returning veterans are the biggest threat, gun owners buying guns and ammo are the terror threat, people that are against abortion are a terror threat.
Wow.
This seems to have struck a nerve. Finally, this is what I've been screaming for decades. These reports have been coming out no matter what administration it is. Finally, I think people are understanding this whole anti-terror system that's been built is not for little brown men in caves in Central Asia. This is for the American people. What are you hearing from your huge audience?
Well, I mean, it is. I'm not going to say little people like you said, but it is amazing to me that they can do the two-finger swipe to my wife. I had a guy that was making a pass at me the way he was grabbing my my private area. We can be hassled at the airport, but you can't racially profile. You can't, if you see somebody from Saudi Arabia, oh no, they can't stop them. But because my wife is attractive, they're all over her. They're like Italian waiters and mascots. You ever notice people in mascot costumes feel like they can touch your wife?
Yes.
I mean, that's beside the point. But you can't profile at the airport. No, we can't do that. You can't go into a bad neighborhood and profile bad people because you're a racist. Regardless of if it's a Latino neighborhood or a white neighborhood or a black neighborhood, you're only arresting white people. Yeah, because it's a white neighborhood, idiot. But you can profile returning servicemen because they could be dangerous and they know how to use guns. If you're a Christian, if you're anti-death, if you're anti-abortion, if you're pro border security, you're on the list. So you can profile everyone and anyone if they're not Obama supporters. If you don't want a big federal government, if you believe in states' rights, that's another thing. I know you know this, Alex. If you're a believer in states' rights, and I believe we had a civil war about this, if you're a believer in states' rights, you can be put on the new list.
Oh, no, the new report.
Homeland Security.
New report criticizes just the state sovereignty movement, calling for the 10th Amendment, and it attacks the Tea Party groups as well. It's just incredible. I think this is going to backfire big time. But again, that's what the establishment wants. They want us, Republicans and Democrats, fighting with each other. But I don't see this working, Eric. I don't see this unfolding like they want, because people losing their jobs, people having their businesses boarded up.
The tide is turning.
Exactly.
The tide is turning. People are waking up, and you know, they tried to poo-poo it as a Fox event, as this event, as that event. Look, Michael Steele, do you know who Michael Steele is? The head of the Republicans. Michael Steele was in attendance at my rally yesterday. And they would not, now I didn't see him, but this is what I was told by many people. They would not let him speak. All right? We were not going to let the Republicans take this over. We were not going to let the Democrats take this over. This is not about left-right. And it reminds me of basic, when I was a kid, I got a little cheap, Blackstone, I think that was his name, magician kit. It's sleight of hand. Hey, look up here, Republican, Democrat, look up here, look. In the meantime, as you're looking up, the real deal is happening. So Democrat, Republican, that's all smokescreen. We need to get away from that. This was not about Democrat and Republican. Everybody is sick of paying and paying and paying while Stevie Wonder sings at the White House. Michelle Obama got a new J. Crew sweater. Look at their dog. By the way, did anyone find any irony in it? Was I the only one that found irony in the fact that little Malia, cute little girl, Obama's daughter, said, he can't swim? They, but it's funny because it was a gift from Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy, who I believe murdered that girl, Ted Kennedy bought the Obamas a water dog that can't swim. Hilarious. But that's the stuff, you know, we're talking about Obama's dog and left and right, and isn't Michelle Obama a great dresser? In the meantime, yeah, our people are hurting. People are losing jobs. Businesses are getting boarded up. It's all smokescreen.
And then if you try to go out and protest it, they have to make it a left-wing, right-wing event.
That's right.
And they have to now I've confirmed reports all over the country that Democrats were running in, pushing, hitting people, starting fights. First, they tried to deny that they were sending the White House-funded Acorn in. Then later, Arianna Huffington, with the George Soros money, admitted that they were sending their people in. And so they've been caught red-handed trying to start fights and trying to make this political because, again, they want to keep the American people separated along the lines of race and religion and political party instead of going after these bankers that have committed all these crimes.
You know something, Alex? Keep the dogs fighting. Throw some raw meat on the floor and let them fight. Meanwhile, these people, they sit at the big table and they have a feast. And you and I remember Thanksgiving for years. I was at the kids' table. It was awful. You know, we ate with plastic and styrofoam, and they had beautiful dishes. Look, Obama and the people that control him are sitting at the big table, and they have to keep us fighting on the ground like dogs. Black, white, all of that. I don't care about anybody's skin color, and nobody does, really. Unless they've bought into this lie. What I care about is it really is us versus them. It's the patriots. It's people that believe in freedom. Let's protect our borders. You know, all of these jobs we're losing, and we're letting in 134,000-some-odd a month legally. Legally, 134,000 a month come in here. Now, I'm all about legal immigration. You're in Texas.
But Mexico and Latin America are collapsing.
Yeah.
There's 6 billion. There's 6 billion. There's 6 billion people want to come here. The lifeboat can't hold that many. Not with the socialist system, because it'll further bankrupt the states if we were free market. Maybe more could come.
I just find it funny that we don't have any jobs, yet we have space for everybody else from everywhere else. And how dare the head of Mexico yesterday, the president of Mexico, blaming America on their violence. Mexico has resources and beauty and manpower, and how dare they blame us? It is a corrupt government, and the people have not done their job. The people should have risen up and taken out that corrupt, lousy government. You know, they're so corrupt. And now the answer is, it's like Hillary building up Somalia to fight pirates. It's like them going after radio because of Janet Jackson's breast. Now they're going after legal gun manufacturers in America because of the violence in Mexico. It's so insulting.
Well, Mancow, Mexico knows their people do try to rise up, and the military machine guns them. They've had a total gun ban there for hundreds of years since it was a colony of Spain, and now they've called for our guns to be banned because they've got a prohibition on the right to defend themselves, and their phony drug war. A big Harvard professor came out with the science and said, decriminalize drugs, all this will stop.
There you go. Look, I'm a libertarian. I'm a freedom lover. And, you know, if two dudes want to sleep together, none of my business. If somebody wants to smoke a joint, none of my business. Why is our government involved with any of this? It's outrageous.
Hey, Mancow, I know you just did five hours, two different radio shows of your own. Do five more minutes on the other side with me.
All right, quick
3-minute break, because I want to come back and ask you what you see in your crystal ball, looking out into the future, how you see this shaking out, and a lot more. And then, folks, I promise, wide open phones for the next 3 hours, and then Judge Napolitano.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean.
Okay, we're talking to Eric Mueller, better known as Mancow Mueller.
And your breath is hard.
Eric,
kerosene.
You know, there are times in history when more happens in just a few years than happened in the previous 100 politically. That's what the sociologists and political scientists say, and history certainly shows that. All of this is converging towards a head. What is, I mean, I knew Obama was going to be New World Order. He was bought and paid for by his handlers. And I knew that especially the white liberals, black folks, and others who really believed in him and were rightfully thought they were rejecting the bad policies of Bush, I was worried that once they got betrayed, they would just commit to him no matter what he did because they'd personally invested their identity with him. And then that would actually create a massive racial divide, not because there was a racial divide on the side of people that didn't vote for Obama, but because the other side is going to make it that way. And you have government coming after the people, clearly trying to set up a police state. Where do you see this going? How do you see this unfolding?
Well, look, I was there when he was elected president, Grant Park, Chicago. A lot of mouth breathers. I will tell you that 1.5 million people were at the inauguration. Only 14 people missed work. His followers really believe they never have to work again. Where are we headed? God is going to be removed from our money. We're going to see more attacks on God. And when I say God, I'm talking about Christians. Government-insured bonds are going to be gone. Gold is going to skyrocket if you can get it. We're going to see more mass killings because it serves their purpose. They encourage it because they want to take our guns. You'll see Israel nuked. That'll give us more reason to go back into the Mideast even stronger. Runaway inflation is coming. You can't keep printing money like you're printing it. It has to happen. You're going to see a six-day week, an 11-month year for kids because Obama wants to brainwash them into Obama's army. The government in general wants them to be good little followers. You're going to see complete control of the Internet. They're going to do this under the guise of the children, the children, the children. But I want to say this. Times are going to get tough, but people are waking up, and I want people to remember this. No matter what I've said and no matter what Alex has said, this is me speaking, my opinion. We may have 1,000 years of tribulation, but you must always remember good wins. Good wins. Don't give up the fight. You may be messed up from the floor up right now, but your best days are ahead of you, and I still believe the best days are ahead for America. This is going to wake us up. We're going through a pruning. We're going through a tough time, but I believe freedom wins and good wins. And folks, keep up the good fight.
Well, I agree with you, and I see the left-right paradigm finally dying and the people coming together, and I do see a lot of Obamanoids waking up a lot quicker than some of the Bush zombies were. And so I don't see things going well for the globalists, but it's kind of like the immovable object meets the unstoppable force. It's like two freight trains going 100 miles an hour apiece head on the same rail line. When do you see that collision really hitting its flashpoint?
Well, it is happening, isn't it? Aren't the trains rushing towards each other right now?
Yes.
Aren't we having the big party as the train goes off the cliff? Look, you know, you're a married man. Has your wife had a problem? I mean, a lot of my friends, their wives have problems with credit cards. How do I say this? If you go crazy with your credit card, is the answer to spend more money? Here, honey, spend more money. It doesn't work. It has to give. This house of cards, something has to give. Now, those of us who do not define ourselves by money, who do not define ourselves by the Prada jacket or the Starbucks coffee cup in our hands. See, look at me, I got Starbucks. Those of us who know the truth, these are good times for us. If you're defined by your quality of character, these are good days. So I think a lot of us are going to be fine, but I think it's happening right now, Alex.
Yeah, we can't give up our passion for fortune because the fortune that lies there is slavery. ManCow, fire out the website.
It's mancow.com.
All right.
M-A-N-C-O-W.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.